But right now, let's talk charity. Let's talk about our charity that you support by listening to the radio show called Idiots for Underdogs, a true 501c3. You can learn more about it at freebeerandhotwigs.com, probably on the Free Beer and Hot Wigs app as well, but certainly freebeerandhotwigs.com. It is largely supported by the people who pay for a membership as a fancy idiot. There's been donations, which is great, but the goal was always to fund it the other way, primarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so from time to time, the idea is to extend the holiday break-ins throughout the year. Some of them have been bigger. Some of them have been smaller. Some of them have been a surprise. This one, there wasn't really a way to make it a surprise. So we welcome Patty to the show right now. Hi, Patty.
Good morning, bud.
Good morning, bud. How are you?
Good. Excellent, actually.
Patty, where's home for you?
Oh, a little town called Fern, Wisconsin in Florence County.
Is that just north of Green Bay?
100 miles, a little over 100 miles north of Green Bay.
Way north. You're closer to like Iron Mountain, Michigan, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Iron Mountain's about 20 miles away.
Okay. So we may see you in Harris at the Island. Oh,
you will see me in Harris. Oh, yeah, I haven't missed the show yet.
Oh, good.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
So you sent us a nomination. I'm going to tell you in advance. We're in. I'm not even going to act coy and pretend. We're in. This one felt so easy. In fact, I said, hey, all, because we get there. I wouldn't say there's billions or, you know, obviously there's not billions, but there's some that come in and some are just.
Yes.
They're too hard. We don't have the infrastructure or the money to make it happen. Or there's some where it's like, well, their GoFundMe is already really big. This one.
Right.
You try to GoFundMe, right? For Alice. I did. Tell people about Alice, please.
Yeah. Alice is, she's a tenant at the Chapin Heights Apartments that I manage in Florence, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And she will be turning 90 on August 1st. And, I'd say probably for the last 5 years or so, her hearing has been declining pretty severely. And she's to the point now where we play bingo once a month and somebody has to sit with her to help her because she can't hear the numbers. And she's actually, she gets Meals on Wheels, and she's missed a Meals on Wheels a couple times because she can't hear somebody knocking at her door, and she's missed phone calls. Oh. And that's the only thing that's disabling for Alice. Otherwise, she moves around great. She lives alone. She's very independent, with the exception of her hearing.
Yeah, and so, you said the other tenants kind of look out for her as best they can.
Oh,
right?
For sure. Yeah, we are definitely a community at Chapin Heights.
She's on a fixed income. So there's no way she could afford a hearing aid. How much would a hearing aid be for Alice? Has she kicked the tires on it at all, or do you know?
Yeah, the figure she throws out is about $4,500.
Okay.
All right.
And we're low-income disability housing. So, yeah, she's low-income.
So if we were to give Alice, through you, and by we, I mean Idiots for Underdogs, $5,000, that would be enough to get the hearing aid and then also take the bingo ladies out for dinner, or whatever she wants to do, right?
Maybe hook a light up to the doorbell.
Yeah, well, if she has a hearing aid.
Yeah, but then she'll have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, because there'd be times when the hearing aid's out. Yeah. That's true.
Maybe get her a couple of button batteries to go with that thing.
That would be just absolutely fantastic.
What do you think? Is that a good...
Yes.
I think so.
Oh, my God. I'm as excited as that Korean kid earlier.
But he didn't have to go to the military.
Or hurt my elbow.
Just don't jump backwards and land on your head like that gentleman. Patty, I'll get with you and figure this out. But, yes, we just wanted to let you know we want to buy Alice a hearing aid. I think it's incredibly sweet the way her friends and other folks at the facility or at the apartment complex have worked to help her out. And I just can't imagine, like, if that was my mom or my grandma, I would want her world to be opened back up by that.
Yeah.
And selfishly, my dad, it's been probably 10 years now, but we were starting to think, he might not be as sharp. He's 88 now. Mm-hmm. So it was probably mid-70s when we were like, he's just not as sharp. He, starting to repeat things. He's not as involved in conversations. He was drifting back. And then he got a hearing aid, and it was like, oh, my God, Dad's back. He was fine. He was compensating for not being able to hear.
Couldn't hear. Yeah.
And he could still hear some. So I hope that this is as life-changing for Alice. So
I'm sure it will be, and I can't thank you all enough. You guys rock. It's amazing.
Patty, thanks for
letting us know about Alice.
Yeah. And the caveat is she has to listen every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
To this filthy
show. We're going to get one with an FM transmitter built in. She won't be able to hear anything but us.
Yeah. I think you might make her blush on occasion. So.
I think so. All right, Patty. Well,
thank you so very much.
I will reach out and we'll figure out a way to get the money there and everything else at later
Sounds
today.
Great.
Thank you, Patty.
All right. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Idiots for Underdogs. All the folks who support that, we appreciate it.
Yeah, great job. That's an easy one. That's one where literally the only thing holding her back from being able to live a much more normal life is money.
Yeah, it's just kind of cut and dry.
That's it.
And like, if she wants to get a cheaper hearing aid,
go ahead.
And save the money, knock yourself out.
Yeah, maybe they have like a buy two, get one free or something. So in case she loses them or drops into the couch cushions.
Yeah, maybe.
All of a sudden hearing aid rich.
Yeah. What if she just skips the hearing aids altogether and gets rollerblades?
I don't care. I'd like a cell phone video.
What are you doing?
Alice. That is not a smart purchase.
That's a questionable money decision, Alice.
And you rode it right onto the railroad tracks. The train was an inch away. You could have heard that.
I've always wanted to shred.
You should have felt it.
Yeah, you know how long it takes those things to stop.
How long?
Over a mile
to stop.
Alice, you'd know that if you had your hearing aids. And now you can. Or get really nice rollerblades. Mm-hmm.